If you were around these parts for the last episode, I talked to Mike McHugh about the Fediverse. And I know that might seem like a foreign concept to the uninitiated, but it's simply this. Mike is involved in helping people have their content discovered wherever people need to find it. And that's the problem these days, isn't it? There are so many places to be present and active online that it seems like a never-ending battle just to keep up. No matter what level of an organization you're in, you're deluged with information, and that's just within the company. Step outside, well, you've got texts, snaps, tweets, reels, threads, and on and on and on. So the least leaders can do is to make things easier for you on the inside. If you're a leader or aspiring to be one, what's one simple and transformative way to clear the way for your people? That's what's just ahead on this episode of Timeless Leadership. This is Timeless Leadership, where we explore the values and principles that drive extraordinary leaders. We look for the timeless virtues that are just as relevant in the 21st century as they were in the first century. Universal truths that will help make us better versions of ourselves. Hello, I'm Scott Monty, and welcome to Timeless Leadership. Every other week, it's just you and me. A shorter episode than our interviews on the alternating weeks. Just a few minutes for me to plant an idea or the seed of an idea in your head. You may have heard me mention this previously, but I wanted to repeat it because that's how information sharing works. Thanks to listeners like you, Timeless Leadership has been named a top 50 podcast in the management category on Good Pods. Check it out in the link I've got there in the show notes. Lots of new subscribers have joined the Timeless and Timely newsletter in the past week, and if you aren't subscribed yet, please do. Got a link for that as well. It's a weekly edition for people who consider themselves lifelong learners and who are looking for answers to today's challenges. And I help you find them through stories I share about our past, things we can learn from. And if you're subscribed and you refer other people, you can get access to the paid tier of membership. We call that the Ampersand Guild. It includes bonus content from the podcast, extra resources in the newsletter that help inform you, full access to our archives. You can comment on all of our entries, and I have monthly Q&A sessions on leadership and business. Even if you only tell one other person about Timeless and Timely, it makes it possible for even more people to learn and grow on their leadership journey. You've been to a museum, right? As you wander around the galleries, stopping at the display cases and maybe pausing in front of a wall of hangings to ponder that artist's meaning, did you ever wonder how much of the museum's collection is actually on display? That is, have you considered what percentage of a museum's holdings are shown at any given moment? Take a guess. 50%? Maybe 25%? You might be surprised when I tell you, according to the chairwoman of the Americas Department at the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston, most museums show between 2 and 4% of their collection. That's astounding. But it underscores how our time and space is limited, particularly in a world filled with information. And it underscores how important it is to be someone who helps people focus on what matters. Curators are needed in far more fields than just museums these days. Now, I want you to forget that stereotypical image of the stuffy, tweed-wearing museum director. Think instead of a well-meaning and helpful person, someone who has their finger on the pulse of things, who can help you navigate your way through it. And the best curators have a deep knowledge on their subject. They can spot trends. They can point out the confluence of things in disparate areas. And they anticipate what you need to know, and then they save you the time and effort of seeking out the information yourself. Now, curation, it's derived from the Latin word cura, meaning care. And curation is simply that, caring. When we curate, we save people time, we help them understand what's important, and we give them context as to why. To curate is to care. And that's what leaders do. They care about the people around them. They pull together helpful things to know, assemble them in a certain way, and tell stories about what they are and why they matter. The best leaders are great storytellers. And one of the most important things you can do for anyone, whether it's your team, your family, friends, is to help them make sense of a jumble of information. Now think about it. We're inundated every day with news, data, brand extensions, and more. So a service that you can provide is to group things together for people and then give them context. Provide a shortcut. Tell a story. As you see things that affect your business environment, make a note of them. I used to do this every week when I was at Ford in digital communication. I compiled links in a newsletter that went out to all the VPs and all the company officers. I provided quick hits with context as to why it mattered. And I got lots of feedback from busy executives that really appreciated it. So ask yourself, what can you compile for your team that will inform and prepare them? Don't make them sift through the 97% of material in search of something that might be important. Give them the 3% packaged in a way that gets their attention and that makes them curious to want to know more. A leader doesn't only curate information to make things easier to do. They also curate teams. They assemble the right group of individuals to build something greater than the sum of its parts. A leader puts the right people in the room and knows that his or her role isn't to provide answers, but to clear the way. A leader is able to take complex ideas like strategy, tactics, mission, and distill them into a clear and compelling vision that everyone can get behind. As George Eliot wrote, "What do we live for if it is not to make life less difficult for each other?" Thanks for being here and for allowing me to make life less difficult for you. I'll be back next week with another interview. Until then, remember that when you help others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, you are a leader. I'm Scott Monty. There's so much to learn.